Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
And we are back with GSU ENI Radio, broadcasting live from Georgia State Stadium for Demo Day with Main Street Entrepreneur Seed Fund. Lee Cantor, Stone Payton here with you this afternoon. It has been a full day, but we're not done yet. This is going to be a fantastic segment, Lee. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast Mr. Marcus Ruzek. How are you, man?
I'm well. Thanks for having me.
Well, Marcus, you're here on behalf of the Marcus Foundation, who kind of birthed this Main Street Entrepreneurs Seed Fund. What do you think of the event?
Oh, it's been amazing. And just to be clear, I'm coincidentally named Marcus, so I'm not the Marcus. The Marcus is Bernie Marcus, co-founder of the Home Depot,
and it helped you get your job, though, right?
It absolutely. He remembers my name, which is good. But it's so great to see all this come together. This was an idea a little over a year ago, and it's pretty awesome to watch it in full bloom.
So let's walk us through kind of the beginning stages of the idea. What was it when you were kind of whiteboarding this on the wall about what it could be?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, you know, Bernie's story of the Home Depot, which I recommend if you haven't read it. Him and Arthur Blank wrote a book called Built from Scratch, and it tells the whole Home Depot story of Bernie at 50 years old being fired from his job as a CEO and Arthur being fired as the CFO and coming together and building this dream of a big box home improvement retailer. And of course, Home Depot's born and the rest is kind of history. But it's an amazing story, and Bernie loves that story. And what he sees today is a trend where the free enterprise system, the free market system that we love, that was able to build that story and produce it, is kind of being bashed, especially on college campuses. And the truth is, the biggest and best argument against it is the entrepreneur story. So the more entrepreneur stories we can get, the more people we can have understand that's where the power is. And they can be their own boss.
So now you decide to create this seed fund, and you decide to partner with GSU. What was the thinking there? Was it that GSU's population is so diverse? You're really getting, to me, they are America, mm-hmm. the students and alumni that come out of Georgia State. This is giving you a good chance to beta test something that really could work on any campus around the country.
Absolutely. And, you know, Georgia State really came to us and said, you know, we want to launch a new idea. A lot of campuses that are specifically, you know, the technical institutions, the MITs, Georgia Tech, they have entrepreneurship programs because they've got incredible talent, and they launch these great, very technical, right, software-based, you know, tech startups. The difference here in this idea of Main Street, right, is everyone in America has the capacity and the ability to build a small business. How can we do it in a meaningful way? And being able to take, just like you said, Georgia State is really America, and being able to see, hey, this is possible for all kinds of people, is really a strong, strong part of the story.
So you whiteboard this out. You say, I'm going to throw some money at this. We're going to give them not only a chance to kind of create a theoretical business, we're going to give them a chance to create a real business. We're going to invest real dollars in this, not build a model or something. This is something that's going to be real. They're going to have to go out, and they're going to have to make those discovery calls. They're going to have to make some pivots. They're going to have to really live the entrepreneurial life. Mm-hmm. And now you're seeing it, kind of the culmination of that over the year that it's been, or semester they've been doing this. Has this kind of blown you away? I mean, we've had the chance to interview a lot of these people over the course of the semester, and it's just been amazing the work that they've done and the change that's happened in them personally.
No, absolutely. And we are a bit blown away. I mean, we're really excited at the potential for growth, not only right here in this program, but, you know, Bernie is a philanthropist who really looks at the demonstration project model, right? If we can prove this at Georgia State and it can be successful, and we can even grow it here in phase mm-hmm. two and make it a bigger program and a bigger staple on the campus, what could we potentially do at campuses all around the country?
Right.
You know, and again, getting people focused back into entrepreneurship can be your dream. You've got an idea. We've all got ideas. It's not that hard. It takes a lot of work. But it's very, very possible that somebody could turn that into their life's work and their career.
Right. And it doesn't have to, it's not necessarily that their entrepreneurial dream is something where it's a $1 billion unicorn. It could be something that sustains them personally and their family and their community. It doesn't have to be, you know, a grand slam.
Right.
And still be a victory for them.
It, look, small business employs most of America today, and the small business community needs to grow. Oh, you know, we need more of that. We need more stories like theirs, and we need more people going out and creating their own markets. And, you know, Bernie, as an entrepreneur, as a lover of the free enterprise system, he wants to see that perpetuated, and he's doing it, using his philanthropy to do so.
So now, now that you've seen this here and you've seen that the embrace of the, a lot of investors of Atlanta, kind of the who's who of people who have really created and built this Atlanta startup ecosystem are here to support this kind of event. This must be kind of checking off all the boxes you had for what a success is. Is that right?
Absolutely. And again, like I view this as a successful demonstration project that can be phase one. There's a lot of opportunity to potentially grow it and see it replicated. And that's what, you know, that's what we're all about. You know, I'll tell a quick story on Bernie Marcus. You know, Bernie sees problems and he begins to solve them and he gets busy about solving them. A great example of that would be in the early days of Home Depot. He had an associate who had a child with autism. And he said, what is autism? Nobody really knew what it was. And they pushed a couple trailers together on Emory's campus. They built the Marcus Autism Center, which today is now a massive enterprise, a clinical operation that sees more children with autism than any other clinic in the world. And that not being enough, Bernie said, people still don't know about it. And he went and he found Bob and Suzanne Wright, who also had a connection to autism. And he said, we got to make people know. We have to start an advocacy initiative to educate people. And they said, Bernie said, how much would it cost? And they said, it's too much. And he said, I'll give you $5 million a year and Autism Speaks is born, right? And a lot of people don't realize that story. It takes a visionary. It takes an entrepreneur mindset to not only make money, but to solve social problems in this world.
Well, that's the thing is, without him have had made money, he couldn't help solve the problem.
Right. So, he wrote a recent op-ed. I think it was in the journal, in the Wall Street Journal, titled, you know, making money is good. It's good for people, right? It's good for the world. It's good for the country. And it's important for people to see that. Too often, the big corporations and the people who make money are demonized. And the truth is, you look at Bernie, you know, Bernie makes the Home Depot and creates this incredible Cinderella story. The man's given away more than $2 billion in his life, and he's going to give away the rest of it. And he because of that, we have the Georgia Aquarium right here in Atlanta. Autism is now a known thing in every house in America. He helped Oz Nelson in the early days start the CDC Foundation and create, you know, this amazing CDC right here in Atlanta and get more government funding pushed to it. In the veterans community, where, you know, the veterans are facing challenges every day, and specifically a suicide epidemic where 20 veterans every day are killing themselves. You know, Bernie focused on veterans, and now he's building a national network of clinical and non-clinical programs to heal these invisible wounds and elevate the level of care veterans get because they deserve it. And those are just scratching the surface of a couple examples where Bernie is, he's a problem solver and he's using his success for the good of the world.
And then, and you don't want to kind of not tell the story of, because of him being the catalyst at the Home Depot, the ripple effect of how many other millionaires came out of that being a startup and then growing, and how much impact are they doing to their communities around the country, around the world, because he's role modeling the behavior of this is what an entrepreneur does in their community.
Oh, absolutely. And in that spirit, that those values that built that company still exist today. And we're actually in the midst of a project working with Home Depot with a business to launch more opportunity youth. You know, these are 18 to 24 out of school and out of work, and to get them into programs, into pipelines, into careers in the skilled trades, specifically, you know, construction, plumbing, electrical. There's this massive skills gap. And because Home Depot is looking forward and seeing, hey, these are great careers. And by the way, look at the way, you know, the stores are a platform for businesses.
Right.
And any of these opportunity youth could come off the street, get trained in one of these trades, launch a business and on day one be overwhelmed from one Home Depot store with all the referral business that would come. And so they want to be able to solve that problem. And the skills gap's a real issue when we look decades down the road. And that entrepreneurial mindset exists in the company. And the ripples are everywhere. To your point, so many people were made successful and able to do immeasurably more because of a company like that.
So your work must be very rewarding at the Marcus Foundation, and the lives that you're touching and the impact that you're having, not only in at the Marcus Foundation, but in the families and the communities that you serve.
Hands down. I came right out of the Army. I graduated high school, went in the Army. I served for 13 years. I was a special forces officer. And when it came time to transition and find a job, I couldn't spell philanthropy. I did not picture myself in this kind of a role. By happenstance and maybe divine intervention, I was able to throw my hat in the ring for this position and able to convince Bernie that I was trainable enough to be taught.
You're coachable.
That's right. And he took a chance on me. And so I've been with Bernie for 6 years now. And, you know, when he speaks, when he opens his mouth, I write and I listen, you know, and I'm trying to learn to think like the man. And I hope that one day I'll be able to. But I am wed to his legacy. Our foundation is wed to his legacy, and we're gonna see his visionary mindset and the things he does as an entrepreneur just through. It already has changed the world, and he's got much more to do.
Right. I think that we have to get to the point where business is not vilified as being the ones that are harming the system, but as our conduit for good, and that business really is good, and it is the lifeblood for sure of America, and it could be for the rest of the world.
Oh, hands down. We see it regularly. There's just too much important social issues that government can't solve. But an entrepreneur mindset and someone with resources that can be fast and flexible can solve. We've seen it in veterans work. We've seen it, of course, like at the CDC. You have this great big government bureaucracy that can't seem to get it together to build a good operations center. 20 years ago, it took a couple of philanthropists and entrepreneurs to come in there and help create that plan, and they did it. And so we see time and time again, the entrepreneur mindset is needed.
So now if for this Main Street Entrepreneurs Seed Fund, this was phase one. This is maybe the end of the beginning, but it's not the end. Mm-hmm. How do you see it progressing here at GSU? How do you see it progressing? What happens after this event? Do you go back and kind of debrief, say, this is what we accomplished, this is what could have happened, what can we do next? Like, what's the next step?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We're going to take all the learnings from this. We're going to put all that in front of Bernie and say, this is what we were able to accomplish. And then together with the Georgia State leadership, we're going to say, what's the vision? And we're going to hear them out, and they're going to have an opportunity to pitch to us and say, this is what we want to do, and this is how we want to grow it. And we're going to learn from that. And the success of this is really going to impact our entire portfolio and the way that we build our strategy and entrepreneurship.
I know we've had a chance to interview a lot of these companies throughout the year, and just seeing the light bulb kind of go off to see that, hey, I am in control of my destiny. I don't have to get a job. I can create a job. I can create something from nothing. The look in their eyes has been exactly, I think, what you're trying to accomplish. And then even more when you have an event like this, and the look in their family's eyes to see that my kid could do this. It is possible. We don't have to be a victim to kind of our socioeconomic status. We can kind of dream bigger and make things like this happen. I think that's a gift that you've given everybody in this room here and their family beyond this.
Oh, hands down. And I mean, and it's a point to really drive home the freedom we have in this country. You know, equal opportunity. Everybody has the opportunity to put in the sweat equity and the work and grow what their dream is. And we want to help people get to that point, be able to see it through. And if you know, $5,000-$10,000 can really help in that respect, man, we can make a whole
world
lot of great
of
stories. Exactly.
Good stuff. Well, thank you for your participation. Thank you for making this event happen, really, with your generosity and your investment into this community. These people need it, and we appreciate you providing it.
I appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me.
All right. This is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We'll be back in a few at GSU ENI Radio.